Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. He must increase, and I must decrease. In preparing for this meditation this morning, I was reading Martin Luther. And he observes, first of all, the geography. It's kind of a visual picture, as you read what Martin Luther has to say. He says you have a picture here of Jesus' ministry and John's ministry happening to overlap, because the text tells us that these things were happening before John was in prison. We have John the Baptist starting in the south, working his way north along the Jordan, headed towards Galilee, where he is finally arrested and beheaded. He's about two-thirds of the way north on the Jordan River from the Dead Sea. On the other hand, you have Jesus basically beginning his ministry and doing much in the north, but moving south. As they move to Jerusalem, he accomplishes his ultimate goal in sacrificing himself for the sins of all the world. So we have John decreasing and Jesus increasing. We also have this argument that pops up among the disciples of John. They're arguing about ceremonial washings and how one becomes pure. Which baptism is the right one? Is it John's baptism or is it Jesus' baptism? Which one is right? Which one makes us pure, holy before God? Today we have a lot of the same discussion in our society, especially and even more since 9/11. Which way is it that we can become holy and pure before God? Or are there many different ways? Is it the Muslim way? Is it the Sikh way? Is it the Buddhist way? Or the Mormon way? Or the Lutheran way? Or the Catholic way? What is it? How do we become pure before God? Or can we just satisfy ourselves with the idea that there's many ways to God? Of course, we know. The scripture is clear, and Jesus says that no one comes to his Father except through him. It is through Jesus Christ alone. He is the way, the truth, and the life. As for baptizing, John says we have what God has given us from heaven. We have nothing more. John baptized with water and prepared the way for people to receive the true Savior and light of the world. But when Jesus came, he baptized with the Spirit and with fire. And when fire comes, substance decreases and the spiritual increases. When the Spirit comes to us, there's a change that happens. It happens all at once. We are declared right with God, holy and new and perfect. But there's still a lot to happen, because the old man still lingers there in the heart, raising his head, trying to overcome the new spiritual person inside of us. And so the struggle, and so the debate, even in our own hearts, how can I become righteous before God? How can I become pure? Maybe I drink less alcohol, I'll become more pure. Maybe I smoke less, I'll become more pure. Maybe I study harder, become more pure. Maybe we improve the seminary curriculum and the courses, and we become a better place. These things are necessary for self-examination. And if something is wrong and lacking, we need to improve. But that is not the place where we find purity, because that would be through good works. And we know that good works cannot save us. It is only through the purity that we receive, first of all, in our baptism, when the old Adam in us was drowned and died, and a new life arises with Christ. And now our new life reflects His life. But it's not perfect, is it? And this is where John's summary about his life is very important. And it is a process that takes place through daily repentance and coming to the Lord to hear His word, because it is through His word that we have life and faith. It is through coming regularly to the sacrament where we are renewed in our faith, where Christ increases in us and ourselves decrease. In the epistles, it says we need to grow up into the mind of Christ. And this is a process that the Holy Spirit works and makes happen within us as we follow and listen to the Word of God. A good example that pops up again and again in Scripture is this picture of Christ as the husband. In ancient times, there was great preparation for marriage, and not a lot of contact all the time between the bride and the husband. And part of the responsibility for the, what we call today, the best man, the friend of the groom, was to help with the preparation. But when the groom finally shows up, then there's much joy. And the best man's position and connection with the fiancée has decreased, and the husband's has increased. The husband, the groom, is now here. As we go out to be pastors in the church, we will be important. We'll be welcomed. They'll love us just because we showed up as pastors. But we are not there to promote ourselves. We are there to do exactly like John the Baptist. We arrive on the scene, and slowly and surely, with the preaching of the word, with the teaching of it, with the administration of the sacraments, we decrease and Christ increases. Because we are not there to promote ourselves, as John recognizes in our text today. He was not promoting himself, but Christ, the true light. And so it is for us as we prepare here. We, in our own opinions and the influence of the world, must decrease. And Christ's influence on us must increase. So that when we arrive to our churches, we can present Christ. So He, our Savior, may increase in the lives, the minds, the hearts, and the souls of the people that He gives to us. Various skills are given to us. We do not boast for the things we have, but we accept with thanksgiving to God, because He is the one who gives us the things and the talents and the tools we have to minister. And in this way, too, Christ must increase and we decrease. Christ increases when we ourselves recognize that we are truly sinners and need a Savior. And hear this message from our husband, Christ, who invites us to hear His voice regularly, to trust and believe His promise that our sins are forgiven, and that finally we will obtain the likeness of Christ, where Christ is finally increased to the point that we are one with Him. In Jesus' name, amen. Now the peace of God, above understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.